With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan is calling on a member of the team that prosecuted President Trump to spill the beans before his committee.
The Ohio Republicans sent the subpoena to Thomas Windham, former senior assistant special counsel who worked under then-special counsel Jack Smith. Then-Attorney General Merrick Garland had appointed Smith to lead the Justice Department's case around Mr. Trump's retention of classified documents. Windham previously sat with the House Judiciary panel on June 12th as part of Jordan's probe into efforts under the previous administration to investigate Mr. Trump. According to a letter from Jordan, Windham declined to answer some questions without authorization from the Justice Department. Jordan countered that such authorization was not necessary. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
House lawmakers leave D.C. in a couple of days for their weeks-long August recess. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no vote on releasing Jeffrey Epstein files before the break. Johnson notes that President Trump has already set the wheels in motion.
He wants all the credible files related to Epstein to be released. He's asked the Attorney General to request the grand jury files of the court. All of that is in process right now.
Democrats have been demanding the release of the files, suggesting that they're playing politics. President Trump questions why they didn't release the documents themselves when they were in charge and had the ability to do so. This time it was three Ukrainian cities targeted overnight in Russian drone attacks. One child was killed, at least two dozen other people injured in the attacks. The latest assault comes ahead of tomorrow's planned peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Stay hydrated and stay in the air conditioning if you can. The advice to tens of millions of Americans as extreme heat and high humidity grips much of the country. From the country's midsection down into the southeast, it feels like it's well above 100 degrees. This is SRN News. Some British babies have people worried.
Medical ethics leaders around the globe are expressing concern about the birth of eight infants who are the product of three parents. Scientists added DNA from a third person to the embryos in an effort to eliminate certain genetic diseases. There have always been ethical concerns about the destruction of and experimentation on unborn humans, but this new experiment revives the debate surrounding the possibility of so-called designer babies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Food and Drug Administration has named a longtime pharmaceutical executive to run the agency's drug program. Dr. George Tidmarsh, cancer and pediatric specialist, will direct the agency's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. One of his jobs will be to review the safety of the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug has been challenged in court over its danger to women. The Supreme Court recently kept the pill legal on a technicality. This is SRN News. Beef prices hit a record high.
And experts say don't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular. John Scott reporting.
Harvard University, which boasts a $53 billion endowment, is challenging $2.6 billion in federal funding cuts. The school is accusing the government of trying to control academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of demands from a federal anti-Semitic task force. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 13 points, NASDAQ futures off 62. More details at srnnews.com.